The city of Boston has unveiled the 5 finalists for a new memorial honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and his widow, Coretta Scott King. Plans for the memorial on Boston Common range from a brass-colored sculpture of hands to a walkway with several grassy berms to a sculpture in the middle of a fountain. The memorial is meant to honor the love between the Kings that blossomed during their time here in Boston. WBUR's Maria Garcia reports.
In a way, Boston is the place where Martin Luther King Jr. accelerated his life's work as a civil rights leader.
This is the first time he sort of stepped outside the limelight of his father. His father was quite a powerful and popular minister, Martin Luther King Sr. And Boston is really the place that Martin established his identity as a leading thinker, philosopher, as a religious leader.
That's Paul English, the entrepreneur who founded MLK Boston, the nonprofit working with the city to build the King Memorial on the Boston Common.
And it's here that he met Coretta. They fell in love here. They dated. They courted in Boston. When they got married, this is where they begin their lives as newlyweds.
King Jr. came to Boston in 1951 to earn his PhD at Boston University. And by January 1952, he dated quite a bit. He wrote in his autobiography that he had started to become cynical because he wasn't particularly fond of the women he'd met. Here's Reverend Liz Walker, pastor of Roxbury Presbyterian Church and co-chair of MLK Boston.
He courted lots of women in Boston. I don't want to say he was a playboy, but he was looking for a wife. So he met lots of other women, but she rose beyond them all.
A mutual friend introduced King Jr. to Coretta Scott, who was studying at the New England Conservatory of Music.
When they met, he fell in love almost instantly. She did not, and I love that. So he had to kind of court her.
King Jr. wrote that he knew he wanted to marry Coretta after their very first lunch together, when they spoke about social justice. Coretta was already an activist in her own right when she met King Jr. She grew up in Marion, Alabama, where white neighbors burned her childhood home, and though her father owned land, and later a general store, she still faced poverty.
She came up in really horrible situation concerning race, growing up in Alabama and, having to pick cotton and really kind of struggling as a child. And her own sensibility about justice was profound because of her roots.
Martin and Coretta married in June of 1953. She made the word obey be deleted from their vows, a rather anomalous demand for a 1950s wife. And their life as a joint force for justice began in Boston. Both of them from the South, they recognized the more progressive attitudes of the North, but also its cloaked racism.
And the estrangement of the races in the North can be as devastating as the segregation of the races in the South. It is one thing for a white person of goodwill in the North to rise up with righteous indignation when a bus is burned in Anniston, Alabama, with Freedom Riders.
This is Martin Luther King Jr. speaking at a Ford Hall Forum in Boston in 1963.
But it is just as necessary and important for white persons of goodwill in the North to rise up with righteous indignation when a Negro cannot live in their community or their neighborhood because of certain restrictions and agreements.
And later, Coretta, still mourning her husband's death, took his place at Harvard's Class Day in 1968, the first woman to do so, calling on mostly white students to mobilize against injustice.
Your generation must speak out with righteous indignation against the forces which are seeking to destroy us.
Erecting a memorial of the Kings on the Common ensures they take their rightful place in Boston's storied history, says MLK Boston founder Paul English.
I mean, I think if you look at the Freedom Trail and think about who was honored on that, I think Martin Luther King should be honored equally, if not more, as one of the leaders who've come out of Boston.
Reverend Liz Walker says the memorial is also a call to action, a reminder that the King's work is not finished here.
That battle is ongoing, that what the King stood for is still real right now. It's almost as if their voices are as strong today as they were back, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
to see the renderings from the five artists competing to design the King's Memorial on the Common, you can go to the Artery section of WBUR.org. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.